yourself with those pretty things. Don't let the bad men in just to find you with bourbon in a bottle and those people who mean trouble. All the rest is circumstantial in the courtroom. We both knew that we were different when I argue you don't listen. And this mess that has arisen, I won't help now. You don't know what it's been like. It's been 7 or 8 weeks, 7 weeknights. I'm your guilty sin alone, your reckless singer. Down your drink and pick up your gun. Let's make some action, son. Let's go fighting. We'll paint the town red and leave those people dead. And we'll sing la 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 la.
Chris, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, very welcome.
That's the first time I've ever heard you play, and yeah, I'm loving it, especially the lyrics. All your work, everything.
Yes, all my work, yeah, this one at least. I've got a few tracks that I collaborate with people on, but that one was all my own work, yes.
So give us your full name.
It's Chris Walker. My stage name is The Great Inventor.
And you don't normally play on your own like this, do you?
No, I don't. Usually I have a larger band that kind of varies in size up to about sort of 8 people plus myself, so 9. But this occasion, yeah, just by myself.
And it's nice while Hushabye Mountain Festival is going on outside. We're sat here in the cow shed, which isn't an unknown place to you. It's quite familiar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I kind of called this place home from kind of the 3rd of January this year till kind of mid-February. It was nearly 6 weeks doing a every day recording this 5-track EP. So a lot of time went into every single track. It was about, by the end, I think we were on about 600 or 700 hours of recording time. So it was a lot.
5 tracks, that's generous. But I guess after spending 7 weeks, you really wanted to get as much as you could out there.
Yeah, well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, the point of doing like that sort of short amount was so that each track was really like the best that it possibly could be. And like that kind of first week of pre-production was like working out how the songs would go and how the best, making them the best they can be, really. And it took that long to make them that good.
What's the name of the EP?
It's just the self-titled, The Great Inventor.
Fantastic. So it's got some exposure recently?
We've had some nice bits and pieces from BBC Introducing, who've played the song a few times now, one of the songs off the album. Not that one. And journalists seem to enjoy it, which is nice. South Sonic, who are a Bristol-based magazine, gave us a nice review, 24/7 Venue magazine. People like that seem to be enjoying it, so that's been nice.
I can see why. It's awesome. And the fact that I said anything you can play right now and come straight out with something that I would certainly buy or pay to download myself. So what other kind of venues are you playing at the moment?
To be honest, we've been like rehearsing. This has been kind of past the 5 weeks. It's been kind of a bit of a 6-month project, really. We've been working on getting the show as tight as the record. So, and for the record, we have 15 session musicians working on the piece. So it was like translating that into a live band setup. So that's why it's so large. So we haven't played a lot of gigs, and indeed the EP launches on the 30th of October, so it's been a long old process trying to get to this point. But mostly this is the first gig that I've done for yeah, a while, I guess, but mostly just pub gigs or wherever will have me play. It's kind of, the style of music isn't exactly what everyone in, where I come from in Bristol, wants to necessarily hear, so I just get pushed into the background a bit sometimes.
So tonight you'll be playing without support on your Todd?
Yeah, that's a little bit scary, to be honest. It's been a while. I haven't practiced by myself for too long. But it's going to be nice because there's quite a lot of new stuff that I haven't had the chance to play live yet. And it's always good to gauge the audience reaction as to kind of how songs are going down. So it'd be nice. I can start editing the set for that way before we get onto the big band stuff, which would be good.
And what does everyone else do? What do they add?
Well, we've got drums, bass, keys, two sax players, violin player, and two backing vocalists.
Massive sound then.
Yeah, it really is. It takes off. There's a lot of points you might hear in the set tonight where it's kind of obvious where the sound just explodes, but I can't do it on my guitar, so I just like try and find really epic chord voicings, and it doesn't really work quite as well. But so I'm turning it down a bit tonight. But yeah, it's a big sound.
Brilliant. Well, you sound like you've got the voice to carry through both in your face massiveness and something intimate and really nice like this. Give us a couple of your online places where we can follow you up.
Well, absolutely on Facebook. Facebook is our key kind of outlet at the minute, at least. So facebook.com/thegreatinventor. Going off MySpace a bit, to be honest, but you can check out my website, my MySpace, which is myspace.com/greatinventor, and my website, which is greatinventor.co.uk, which will be live by the end of this weekend, I promise. When I get around to doing it.
Excellent. Well, I guess you're on soon, so I best let you get up there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.